SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome to Opposite Picks on this Thursday, August 11th. Yours truly, Scott Wetzel, sitting in for the next 60 minutes, taking your phone calls at 844-843-6879. Again, that's toll-free, 844-843-6879. You want to follow me on Twitter, send a tweet. It is at Opposite Picks. That's OPPOSITE, Picks, PICKS. Email me. Go to my website, oppositepicks.com. Hit the contact Scott icon and fire away. Well, the caller was right. We should have gone opposite. Dodgers do it again. Mr. Vegas right again. What am I missing about the Field of Dreams game tonight? The Giants, yes. Patriots, no. Will Harbaugh reign supreme again? Starting the state of the obvious at Notre Dame. And this is why you don't bet over-unders too soon. We'll get to all those stories, plus your phone calls, pyramid plays, open parlays, and of course, opposite picks all coming up the fastest hour right here on Sports Grid Radio. What's going on, LLs, loyal listeners? How are you on this Thursday morning? Bally Sports Wisconsin with the Adamas walk-off hit as Milwaukee beat Tampa Bay yesterday afternoon. And then how about that, Stanky fans? Not only did you lose yesterday, you lost the war, you lost the battle, you lost the debate, you lost your pride, you lost everything when Joey Gallo hits a three-run homer in the bottom of the seventh inning. Yes, the guy that couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag with the Stankies gets traded to L.A., and as much as he is still striking out, comes up with a huge hit, which is something he's never done as a Yankee, and the Dodgers beat the Minnesota Sportsnet to L.A. with the call there. How about that? That's when you know things are going bad for your club, when a guy you trade away does what he never did for you with somebody else first week in a new uniform. Amazing. Yeah, Dodgers win again last night. Rally past Minnesota. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's almost comical how good this team is right now. And again, does it translate into a best of seven opening round series? Who knows? Anything can happen in baseball's postseason. We all know that. But you do have to marvel and tip your cap to this Dodger team. 21-3 now, with all but one of those 21 wins coming by two runs or more. I mean, that's the more amazing thing about, you know, I mean, we've seen teams have these winning streaks, although 21-3 is pretty darn good, but we've seen teams, you know, play like this before. The fact that all but one of those wins have come by two runs, it's amazing. I mean, even yesterday, the Dodgers had a rookie pitcher. They were a mere, like, 165, 170 favorite. You know, so when you laid the run and a half, you were getting odds. I mean, you were getting, I mean, think about the beauty of baseball laying odds this year. You're getting odds with a team at home, no less, that has won, at that point, 20 of their last 23 games. I mean, how could you pass that up? You want to know what value is? And, you know, I hate that phrase and I hate that word. And people use it all the time. They throw it out there. What is value? I don't care what value. That's value. All right. That is value. You are giving me a team that's red hot at home, taking on a team that's under 500. Oh, by the way, on the road. And you want to give me odds? Why? Because I got a stiff pitcher pitching? I've said this 1,000 times, and we've done a pretty good job with our baseball picks this year. Pretty good. Not as good as last year, but pretty good just the same. Throw out the starting pitchers. Throw them out. And last night, you'll never get a better example. Two games. I got the Dodgers with a guy no one's ever heard of pitching, and I'm getting odds laying a run and a half, and I can even lay odds at minus 160, 65, 170, which isn't too bad for a Dodger game. And then on the other hand, I go up to Texas, Houston to be specific, and I got Justin Verlander on a hill. Now, the Astros are better than the Rangers anyway, but how many people are betting the Astros last night based on Justin Verlander being on the hill? Guys, 15-3. And you don't win every single start. The Astros were 15-2 his last 17 starts. Then you got this stiff Glenn Otto pitching for the Rangers, who had lost his last 8 straight starts. So I got Verlander over here, and I got Otto over here. Verlander's unbeatable. Otto is, you know, basically winless his last 2 months of pitching, and Texas wins. And then I got a rookie pitcher for the Dodgers that you think, okay, he's going to have a letdown or is it going to be any good. And not only do the Dodgers win, they cover the run and a half. I'm telling you. Now, again, you still would have bet Houston, obviously, against Texas, but I don't know if you would have necessarily laid three minus 330. You know, the run and a half was still like minus 140 or so. But throw out, I'm telling you, throw out the starting pitchers. These guys only go five, six innings anyway. The bullpens tend to blow it up anyway. You know, you're betting on something that is only, you know, basically half the game. I mean, think about betting on, pick a team, you know, the Golden State Warriors. But you know Steph Curry is only going to play the first half. You wouldn't do it, right? Well, that's what you're doing with Major League Baseball when you bet these teams based on the starting pitchers. It's amazing. So we're running all down. We got opposite picks. We got our pyramid plays. We got a whole lot with our strikeout props as well. What a disaster yesterday with that. We told you so. All coming up, opposite picks, Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. It is Ops Picks right here on Sports Grid Radio on this Thursday morning. NBCSN Philadelphia, Bally Sports Midwest with the call there. As the Phillies do rally from 3-1 down against Alcantara, come up with a nice 4-3 win last night. That was real good. Eighth inning down 4-3, best pitcher in baseball. At that point, only throwing about 70, 75 pitches or so. And well, they get five straight hits, and they score three runs in the bottom of the eighth, and they win it 4-3. That was a good win. You got the Yankees losing again. What they lost now? 7 of 8. Boy, listen, again, they're not going to blow the AL East lead because Toronto can't get out of its own shadow. Same thing with Tampa Bay. And Baltimore is probably a little bit too far behind and too inexperienced. And the Red Sox, well, our Red Sox are dead. But 71-41. That was the one. I told you the other day, that was the one out of the eight over-under plays we made in the second half that I was a little iffy about, and lo and behold, it's going to take a minor miracle. It still can be done if they go off on one of the little runs here, but they're not playing good baseball. I mean, and it's clearly they are not playing good baseball. I thought for sure they were winning yesterday. That was the one. After winning on Monday, all right, I'll give them a pass 2 days ago. I thought for sure they would be able to win 2 out of 3 in that series in Seattle, and nope. It didn't happen. Amazing. We hit our parlay, though, with the Dodger win last night. We hit our anti-Nationals laying a run and a half and pro-Dodgers laying a run and a half parlay. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Good for $375. And actually, if you put it in a little bit later, excuse me, you got even more than that. So we'll get to what we're going to do today because the Dodgers aren't playing today and the Nationals aren't playing either. But nice little victory there. That's been on fire with this Dodger winning streak. That's now hit 7 of the last 11 times. And when TK called up yesterday, he suggested putting the Cleveland Indians / Guardians in there. And I did on a separate one, and the Guards did win, but they only won by one run. It's only the 10th time. Think about this. This goes to show how bad Detroit is. They fired their general manager, and rightfully so, yesterday. Detroit now has 60, I'm going to double check, 69? They have 69 losses. That was only their 10th loss by one run yesterday afternoon, or last night. 10 losses. All the others, 59 of their 69 losses have come by two runs or more. They are just a bad baseball team. But last night naturally had to be one of them. So we would have hit that little three-teamer that TK was talking about, but it didn't come through. But still. Yeah, Rangers beat the Astros. How many people had a Rangers over parlay? With Justin Verlander on the hill, at home, unbeatable, blah, 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 everything we talked about. And yet the game, they lose and the game goes over. The boys in Vegas must have made a killing. Just an absolute killing on that game. Who's betting Rangers in over against Verlander, right? Absolutely nobody. Our Red Sox lost again. 6-13 now since the All-Star break. They are done. That's one of the easier bets I ever made was Red Sox not making the playoffs this year at the All-Star break. It was at one point it was -140. Then they lost a couple of games, and it quickly flipped to -220. And I still put it in. Even I put it in earlier for a couple of shekels, and then I put it in again. This team is dead. Six games out now. They're done. They're just absolutely done. So it was a decent half of a season, and things are falling apart. Another lousy job by the White Sox last night. They lose to the Royals 8-3. This is why the White Sox won't make the postseason. They lose two games to Kansas City in this series. Can't do that. Last place team, one of the worst teams in all of baseball, albeit in Kansas City. I get that, but still, the White Sox lose 2 of 3 so far in this series. I mean, so at best, they're walking out with a 2-2 split. And at worst, obviously, they lose again today. They lose 3 of 4. How bad would that be? I mean, you talk about just awful baseball. Tonight, you got a limited schedule. You have a bunch of afternoon games. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 afternoon games, and then just 2 night games. Orioles, Red Sox, and the Field of Dreams game, which someone's going to have to explain to me. What am I missing here? I know that there must be, sometimes, I get up early here, work late. Sometimes I'm not thinking correctly, Well, what am I missing with this Field of Dreams game? What do I mean? Last year, first year, someone thought of this great idea. Hey, you know what? Let's, we got the Field of Dreams. I think it was the anniversary of the movie. Hey, why don't we actually have a Major League Baseball game in the middle of nowhere in Iowa? Okay. Great hit, right? I mean, the White Sox versus the New York Stankies. First game, the game itself, if you remember, was a wild game. I think the White Sox took the lead, then the Yankees took the lead on a Judge home run, then the White Sox scored a couple of runs at the bottom of the line. Just a great baseball game, right? But the movie was about, in essence, the Black Sox scandal, 1918 World Series, in which they threw. All the guys got put into purgatory, basically. That's where, the outfield, that's where they're living. They're not in heaven. They're not in hell. They're in purgatory for committing this mortal sin of fixing a World Series, trying to lose. And that was White Sox versus Cincinnati. So you would think that if you're going to have a Field of Dreams game last year to, kind of honor the movie, if you will, you'd have White Sox versus Cincinnati play, right, last year. Didn't happen. Put the White Sox versus the Yankees in there. All right, maybe they weren't too sure of how this would go over, so we have a big market in Chicago, White Sox. Why don't we, let's put the Yankees in there just to make sure all eyes are on this versus Cincinnati, right? I could see maybe that thinking. I wouldn't have done it myself. I mean, I would have put White Sox, Cincinnati, but okay. Maybe I'll accept game number one. Then they realize the game's a huge hit, so they're going to do it again this year. So this year we're getting White Sox and Cincinnati, right? No. Getting Cincinnati, and we're getting a team from Chicago, but it's not White Sox and Cincinnati. It's Cubs and Cincinnati. Now you may be saying, well, Scott, they don't play each other every single year, so I bet they don't play this year. No. White Sox, Cincinnati did play this year. So they could have chosen one of those games to be the Field of Dream game. What am I missing here? It's as obvious as the nose on your face. Cincinnati, White Sox, Black Sox scandal. Your Field of Dreams based on that movie. I don't understand why they're not choosing the Reds and White Sox to be their Field of Dream game. Okay, last year, like I said, you want to put the Yankees in there to make sure you get a big market involved because you're not sure how popular it's going to be. I suppose, okay. But once you see how the fans loved it, wouldn't you come back this year then with, all right, let's do the real thing, White Sox, Cincinnati? Bring some people, whether it's, nieces and nephews or whatever, some of the players that were on the White Sox and some of the players that were on Cincinnati, but especially the White Sox. I mean, wouldn't you make a big, I don't get it. What am I missing here? Why would they not choose what the movie was based on? I don't get it. And you want to say, well, you know, you got to make sure you got the proximity of these teams. Well, you know, the Cubs and the White Sox are both in Chicago. Cubs are no closer to, Dyersville, Iowa than the Chicago White Sox are. It's one of the dumbest things. These things bug me. Why would they not choose the two teams that was part of the movie?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. It is Ops and Picks right here on Sports Grid Radio on this Thursday. I was going to try to come up with a word for Thursday. The Thanksgiving Thursday? No, a terrific Thursday. We'll just leave it at that. Valley Sports South with the call there with the Grissom home run. Bubba Radio Army. I don't know what that is, but that was Brett Favre rather talking about how many concussions he's probably had over the course of his football career. I've heard other players say that, so that's not anything new, I suppose. If that's what you want to call a concussion. But you know, I think most people think like you thought the first time, you know, really black out, just completely be gone. But tough sport, football. Tough sport. No two ways about it. So we got football tonight, preseason football, two games. Giants at New England. Patriots are expected to rest their starters. So no starting quarterback, no starting running backs. Not sure how many of the others are going to go, but most importantly, Mac Jones will not be playing for the Patriots, according to Bill Belichick yesterday. So it'll be Billy Zappi and Brian Hoyer. Zappi's pretty good, kid from Western Kentucky. Giants are expected to play their starters, at least some. Problem is the Giants starters suck, whereas the Patriots starters are pretty good. So I just as soon have the Patriot backups versus the Giants starters, to tell you the truth. Giants 2.5-point favorite. Over under, somewhat surprising. Generally, week one preseason game over unders are right around 30, 31, 32, 33.5, right? And it's up to 34.5 for this game. I'm guessing that's because the Giants announced that Danny Nichols will be playing some. So they think that he's worth a couple of touchdowns, I suppose. That's 35 points for a preseason game number one, where starters aren't going to be playing that long, even if they do start. I don't know. I'm surprised that's going up. That's very strange. That was 32.5, 33.5 yesterday. And you heard our update guy say 34.5 this or 33.5 this morning, and now it's up to 34.5. I would hold off. If that thing gets to 35, then I would go under. I really would, even though the trends are saying over. Belichick, by the way, 49-36 straight up in preseason games over the course of his career, and more importantly, 9-2 his last three plus seasons. 9-2. So he does have a propensity to want to win these football games. I think if even though the backups are there, again, you know, hold off. Let the so-called wise guys, you know, let all the bird brains bet Giants tonight because they're going to start Danny Nichols. Let that line go up to 3, and then I'll take the Patriots. Tennessee plays at Baltimore. That's the second game. Ravens 3.5. We all know the great run for John Harbaugh. 40-12 overall in preseason games for Harbaugh, including 20 straight, 20 in a row. That's the good news. Let all the Burbs, this is going to be a classic opposite pick. Let all the people bet Baltimore tonight. Any kind of luck, you might get that up to 4.5. Reality is, his against the spread record, at least Baltimore's, 32-23 as home favorites. So not nearly as good. Mike Vrabel, head coach of Tennessee, while his preseason record is only 4-7, it is 4-3 the last two seasons. First year, when he took over a lousy Tennessee team, he went winless. But last year and the year before, 2-2, 2-1, 4-3. So he's shown the propensity to want to win some of these games as well. You don't generally see preseason lines higher than 3. You're getting that here because of that 20-0 run, and I get that. It's crazy to bet against that streak. I realize that, but Be a little careful because the whole world's going to be hearing about that run. And like I said, I got a feeling that's going to go up to four. I think I take my chance. I think I'm going to go opposite tonight. You know, we should have gone opposite last night with our strikeout props, and we didn't. But I think tonight I will. I think everyone's going to be on the Giants, and everyone's going to be on Baltimore, and I think we're going to go in the other direction. Baseball last night with our strikeouts, boy, how about that? Did you? I don't know if you guys paid attention to that or not, but we told you yesterday morning that the numbers weren't good, and you shouldn't force it. And I had a rare self-control kick in for me. And as it turned out, all but one of the guys we were considering went under. Woodruff, which was our one official play, went under. Berrios for Toronto, the game got rained out. And Blackburn for Oakland against L.A. didn't pitch. But the others we were considering, Alcantara 5.5 had 4. Bumgarner, remember I told you he had his number was 5.5. Remember he said he had 6 strikeouts in one of his last 11 starts. He actually had 8. He was the one winner. Pivetta, remember I told you 6.5, 7 strikeouts was the number. He was 0-8. He had 5. Loser. Verlander 7.5, 7. Loser. Taijuan Walker 5.5 against Cincy, 5. Loser. Josiah Gray 5.5 for Washington, 5. Loser. Woodruff, loser. Alcantara, loser. Pivetta, loser. Verlander, loser. Walker, loser. Gray, loser. You, loser. 1-6. One of the guys called up yesterday. He was our buddy from North Carolina. And he said, Scott, what do you think? We should go opposite? Should we put these guys in? And I said, I can't bet unders. I just can't. Every time I bet an under, it goes over. So I didn't do that. But, boy, I tell you what, if you did, and the number, you know, you would have 6-1. There you go. If anything, hopefully we kept you off some of these guys. And I told you, don't play them. We were going to go with 3. Woodruff, Berrios, and Blackburn. Like I said, the only one that really pitched was Woodruff. Considered all the other, but a rare self-restraint there kicked in, and for good reason. So we lost with our pyramid plays. We had Dallas laying 4.5. They lost outright to the Liberty. Houston, the Astros, and then Woodruff with our strikeout guy. So wasn't any good there either. Tonight with our strikeouts, they're really not that much better tonight. We only have the one main team. LA's not, the Angels aren't playing, and we're going against all Pirate pitchers. And no Atlanta Braves. So those are the 3 that we automatically go against, and they're not playing. Then we go against Tampa Bay, and they're not playing. Then we go against Baltimore, but it's the Red Sox, and they have a pitcher right now. They don't have numbers listed. So we don't have a lot of opportunities, but that said, the numbers that are there, like that we go against Pittsburgh, so that would be Merrill Kelly for Arizona tonight, 5.5. He's 4-6 his last 10 starts, getting 6 strikeouts or more. Good old JT Brubaker, though, is pitching for the Pirates. And you know how we feel about JTs. So he's actually at 5.5. He's 5-2, getting 6 strikeouts or more his last 7. Him and Dylan Cease for the White Sox at 7.5 against Kansas City. He's 7-4, getting 8 strikeouts or more, are the 2 that stand out. So those will be our 2 official plays. Brubaker, we'll go with 3. We'll go with Kelly because it's against Pittsburgh. We got to do it. 5.5 plus 124 odds, by the way. We'll go with Brubaker at 5.5, and we'll go with Cease at 7.5 versus Kansas City. And our $10 parlay, we'll do Cease at 9 or more at plus 210, and Merrill Kelly for Arizona at 8 or more at plus 510. If that that hits, that $10 parlay pays $188. Cha-ching, cha-ching. All right, 844-843-6879. Johnny in Manhattan joins us on this Thursday. What's going on, John? How are you this morning?
Hey, Scott, I'm laughing when you said you know how we feel about JTs. Scott, do you know his real last name?
Brubaker? No. It's not Brubaker?
No, the other JT.
I know. No, I don't. I don't want to know it, so don't even say it on the air. Don't tell me on the podcast. Do it on the podcast.
I won't say it on the air, but he wrote a book which is going for all of $4 on eBay, which is probably double what it's actually worth. Scott, most teams have a losing streak. I'm trying to be optimistic about my Stankies. Most teams have an ugly losing streak in the baseball season. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely.
So if, I'm a Yankee fan. If that's a given, and you just said it is a given, isn't it just good that we're getting it, out of the way here in August, flush it, and then hopefully go back to our winning ways in September? And, you always say on the air, Scott, that the postseason's all about momentum, especially in that first round, Scott. So if you're a Yankee fan, aren't you glad that the losing streak's happening now? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. If you break out of it, then when you look back, you say, yeah, okay, we got through this thing. And you have a month and a half worth of baseball still to get out of this thing. So I don't doubt they won't, especially when you look at the schedule, which is pretty easy. But, when you're living through that losing streak, that's what you're doing now is when you get really, really concerned. But ultimately, the picture should still be good. Opposite Picks coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
LLs know what that music means. Time to take out those pad and pencils, get set for the fastest, but more importantly, most profitable 5 minutes in radio, Opposite Picks. What are Opposite Picks, you newbies ask? Well, we give you 7 games, 7,000 reasons why we like one team, and then we go opposite. Why? Because despite all the stats, trends, hunches, systems, injury reports, weather reports, and everything else, nobody beats the boys in Vegas. Nice little 5-1 yesterday going opposite. Still very much in debt, $3,850. But if you're a $100 player starting from January 1st, but maybe, just maybe, the profits will start kicking in. Here we go. We got a 7-pack of games for you. Going to start with the baseball this afternoon. A lot of afternoon games. Detroit plus 150 versus Cleveland. Yeah, putting American money on the Tigers. Dangerous thing, but I will here because Zach Plesac starts for the Guardians. Not only is he 2-10 on the season, which is obviously bad, but 1-7 with an ERA of 5.5 on the road. Tigers 26 games under 500. I get that, but only 6 games under 500 at home. So they are live dogs here. You want to give me plus 150 against a pitcher who's 2-10? Love, dare I say it, the Tigers. Give me Cleveland minus the 170. Pick number 2, White Sox laying 1.5 versus Kansas City. Dylan Cease on the hill for the Sox. 12-4, including 7-1 with an ERA of 1.33 on the road. Over the hill, Zach Greinke goes for Kansas City. He's 3-7 on the season. He's done. White Sox roll today, especially after losing last night. They are not losing 3 out of 4 to Kansas City. No way. Give me Kansas City plus 1.5. Pick number 3, Houston laying 1.5 versus Texas. Framber Valdez on the hill for the Astros. He's not just a Verlander, but he's pretty darn good. 10-4 with an ERA under 3. Astros 13-4 in his last 17 starts. Rangers sent some rookie to the hill, making just his second career start. And he's facing a ticked off Astros team that lost last night. No way do the last place Rangers beat the Verlander and Valdez led Houston Astros in back-to-back games. No way. Next to last place, the Rangers. Love Houston here laying 1.5. Yeah, give me Texas plus 1.5. Pick number four, Arizona minus 180 versus Pittsburgh. Good old JT Brubaker gets the ball. One of our favorite whipping boys for the Pirates today. Him and his less than stellar 2-10 record. Clearly, he needs a replacement. 10-5, Mike Kelly starts for the Diamondbacks, who are 5-2 their last seven games, three games over 500 this season. Love betting against JT's. Give me Pittsburgh plus the 160. Pick number five, Cincinnati. Pick them against the Cubs. Field of Dreams game in Iowa. Toss-up game. I'm going to go with the Reds, who are playing 500 baseball since their 3-22 start. Did lose three straight to the Mets, but this is a big drop down in class, horse racing term, facing the Cubs, who struggled to win two or three against god-awful Washington. Love Cincinnati here. Little redemption Field of Dreams game from the 1918 World Series here, even though they actually got the win. Give me the Cubbies here. Pick them. Pick number six, Baltimore plus 110 at Boston. Red Sox are doomed. They've fallen six games back in the wild card race. They have to overtake five other teams just to get back into the race. They're 6-13 since the All-Star break. O's, meanwhile, red hot, 7-1 their last eight games. They are threatening to make the postseason, believe it or not. And you're giving the odds again with Baltimore. What is it with the boys in Vegas? Love the Orioles in this spot. Give me Boston minus the 130. Pick number seven, WNBA Chicago getting a point and a half at Las Vegas. Revenge game for the Chicago Sky. Remember, they lost to Las Vegas in the Commissioner's Cup game, what, two, 3 weeks ago. Both clubs locked up playoff spots, so nothing on the line for either team, really. Give the mental edge to Chicago, which won at Las Vegas back in June. Sky also 15-4 its last 19 games, and I'm getting a point and a half. Love Chicago here. Give me Las Vegas, minus a point and a half. Opposite picks. We got a seven-pack games for you. Baseball, Cleveland minus 170 against Detroit despite 2-10 Zach Plesac starting. Give me Kansas City plus a run and a half against the White Sox, who send Dylan Cease to the hill. Give me the Texas Rangers against the Astros, trying for back-to-back wins in Houston, which is rare for Texas. Anybody, really. Give me Pittsburgh plus the 160 with despite our boy JT on the hill for Arizona. Give me the Cubbies, pick them against Cincinnati in the Field of Dreams game. Give me the Red Sox minus 130 against Baltimore, despite the Sox being 6-13 their last 19 games. And WNBA, give me Las Vegas laying a point and a half against Chicago, which is trying for a little redemption after losing the Commissioner's Cup game a couple of weeks ago to Las Vegas. Opposite picks for a Thursday, August 11th. Good luck, folks. And there you go. Like I said, as we always do, we post all that stuff on the front page of the website, oppositepicks.com. All right, let's check out our open parlays here, shall we? 844-843-6879, as the phone number remains open. So we did hit last night with our Dodgers laying a run and a half and our anti-Nationals, which means the Cubs laying a run and a half, both won by two runs or more. So we picked up a nice $375. Cha-ching, cha-ching. So we are now 3-5 doing this. Good for plus $705 if you're a $100 player. If you're a $10 player, whatever the case may be, you're still up $71, $70.50 to be exact. So Dodgers and Nationals both off, so we can't do it tonight. We'll resume this on Friday. Our open parlay that we started, our six-teamer full unit, Astros laying a run and a half, loser. Can't believe it. Lost stinking outright. Let alone laying a run and a half. So we'll start a new one. You know, this is where my Polish kicks in. I'm stubborn. I'm going to go right back to the Astros. Not that many games on the schedule. There's a couple that I like, but I can't believe the Astros, with their two aces, are going to lose back-to-back games to Texas. So give me the Astros tonight, minus 1.5 runs, minus 138. $100 full unit to win 73. That's leg number one of our six leg parlay. Our six-team underdog parlay. We had Baltimore last night. They got rained out with Toronto, so we wiped that one off the board. And I'm going to go right back on the Orioles tonight. They do have to fly to Boston. They didn't wait very long. That was an afternoon game yesterday, so they should have plenty of time to get to Boston. It's a one-game series. Orioles plus 107 on FanDuel, so that's we use a quarter of a unit. For our purposes, that's $25, so we're risking 25 to win 27 on the O's tonight against the slumping Red Sox. Gave me the pitching lines for tonight. Not that many. You know, I looked at all the guys. We're going to go with Merrill Kelly, 5.5 over, plus 124 in FanDuel. We'll use Brubaker for Pittsburgh against Arizona, same game. He's at 5.5 as well. And then we'll use Dylan Cease, 7.5 against Kansas City this afternoon at plus 112. He's hit that 7 of his last 11. So, and then our $10 parlay, which we take two of the guys, and then we do adjusted lines, we'll use Cease at 9. I mean, since he's supposed to have 8, so at 9, it's plus 210. And then we'll go with Kelly. We'll bump him all the way up to 8. We'll get a little greedy at plus 510. If that hits, that pays $188. We thought about Gibson versus Miami, but he's only 3-9 his last 12, getting 5 strikeouts. I thought about Plesac versus Detroit, 4.5. I could use him. He's 4-4. There's no line on Greinke. Could use Valdez, 6.5 against Texas. He's 6-7 his last 13 starts, getting 7 or more. Marquez, Colorado against St. Louis, 4.5, but he's only 4-2-6. So, you know, I need to. Some days, like I said yesterday, some days FanDuel will give you lines like they did yesterday and today, where it's just right there and it's a 50-50 bet. And while, you know, most bets are, I like to have these things be in our advantage, you know, like Brubaker at 5-2 or C 7-4, you know, and that's really the minimum. And there'll be other days where they'll give these lines a strikeout less, and it will be, 8-2 their last 10. It's amazing how just one strikeout can make all the difference in the world. But these guys do come up like one short, so we'll go with those three. Our premium plays, we'll go with the best WNBA play tonight, Chicago plus 1.5 at Las Vegas. Baseball best play, I do think it is Houston. I'll go right back to the Astros laying a 1.5 minus 140 versus Texas. And then the best strikeout prop on the board, we'll go with Merrill Kelly, 5.5 for Arizona. Pittsburgh has the third most strikeouts of any team in baseball. He's hit that number 6 four of his last 10 times, so 4-6. So, you know, pretty much a 50-50 proposition. Then you throw in the fact you're throwing against a lousy team. So we'll go with Kelly today as the best strikeout if you're only going to play one. And who can do just that, right? Who can do just one? This is why, folks, you don't play over-unders too soon. College football. Sam Hartman, star quarterback of Wake Forest. You see this story? Out an extended period of time. What is extended? Does that mean a couple of days? Does that mean a couple of weeks? A couple of months? The entire season? Health issue that's not related to football. School wouldn't disclose any details for privacy reasons. I never quite understood that. If the guy's got a busted knee, they tell you he's got a busted knee. What happens to the privacy there? You don't have any privacy if it's a busted knee or a thrown or a broken shoulder or dislocation or no privacy issues on that. But if it's something else, then you have privacy reasons. And then he said afterwards, Tuesday was a frustrating day, but I'm extremely grateful for our medical staff for staying with me throughout the process. I look forward to attacking this rehabilitation process, and I am so appreciative of the support I received from my family, teammates, and coaches. So it doesn't sound like it's a COVID thing. I guess last night at In-Game Live, it sounds like maybe a blood clot. I had a blood clot, so that's why I'm kind of leaning towards that. It's not related to football. You could actually practice before you finally realize something's not right. I don't know. Weird. Very weird. I don't know what the secret is. You know, if it's a blood clot, you don't nothing to be ashamed about having a blood clot. I mean, what's so secretive about this stuff? It just very strange. But point is, if you're sitting on an over, and that was like 9.5 because they're supposed to be very good this year, you're screwed. They're not getting 10 wins with a backup quarterback, I'll tell you that. This guy was really, really good. So that's why you don't bet these over-unders too soon. I wait till the very last week. I'll deal with a bad line if I have to. I'd rather have a bad line, but know my guys who I'm betting on are actually going to be playing versus having a good line, but my guys aren't playing. Speaking of playing, Deshaun Watson will start in tomorrow's preseason opener for the Browns against the Jaguars. You want to hear a funny story about the Browns in this situation? That is not a funny situation, obviously. One, you know, I guess you have to play him because if he's not going to play in a regular season, let's just throw him out there, I suppose. But I'll give you one guess where the National Masseuse Convention is this year. One city. Where would that one city be? The National Masseuse Convention. Massages. Cleveland. Good old Cleveland with Deshaun Watson down the street. You can't make that stuff up. They're in Cleveland later this month. How funny is that? Unbelievable. All right, we'll wrap up shop next with some more winners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. It is Sports Grid Radio, Opposite Picks right here on Sports Grid Radio. Don't forget, coming up next right here on nearly all these Sports Grid Radio stations, Pro Football Full, or actually Football Full Circle. I'll be filling in for Ben Stevens, so it'll be me and Joe Lisi taking over the next hour. So you won't want to miss that. All right, a couple things here, a couple stories here that we did not get to, including Notre Dame's AD Jack Swarbrick complaining about the NIL, and saying it's basically a disaster, not what it was intended. You know, he was all for the NIL when it first came out, blah, 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 blah. You know what? You're right about that. It is a disaster, but this is what you guys asked for, and this is what you got. You know, instead of, you know, treating this a little bit better and coming up with some rules and regulations, you know, it's been a pandemic now of nothing but issues galore that are not good, and I don't think they're going to get any better. I really don't. It is what we're right now. I would say college football more than any other sport, even more than golf, with all these, you know, the goofy things that are going on with the 54 stuff, LIV. College football 3 years from now is not going to look anything like it is right now. I am convinced of that. I don't know if these guys will actually be flat out paid salaries, or you won't even have to go to school. They're just going to represent the school on the football field. Whether it's going to be one or two major conferences, whether it's going to be set up like the NFL, pick 32 teams. That's where I really think it should go. Give me the top 32 teams, and then everyone else, you know, kind of figures out what's best for them. But what you see of college football right now is not where you're going to have, literally, I would say 3 years from now. As soon as 3 years from now, it's going to be crazy. A lot of afternoon baseball. So you got Marlins, Phillies, Guardians, Tigers, White Sox, Royals, Rangers, Astros, Cardinals, Rockies, Pirates, Diamondbacks. You got the Field of Dreams game later on tonight, and you got the two preseason football games. So it should be a lot of fun throughout this Thursday. Football Full Circle coming up next. Be safe, folks. We'll talk to you on that show and then later on tonight on In Game Live.
The Winning Edge.